Excuse me, hello.
This is Casey with Customer Service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm calling about some charges on our account that we did not make. It comes up as Majestic Cards.
Okay, ma'am, can I please get a first and last name?
My name is Cheryl Patman, P-A-T-M-A-N. My husband's name is Dan Patman. It's made with his debit card from our account. And it was the first charge from Majestic Card was $67.32.
Okay, ma'am. Can I please get you to verify your address for me?
1722 Essex, Ardmore, Oklahoma, 73401.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, please bear with me. My computer is running slow while my account loads, or while everything loads on my computer, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, did you or your husband pay $5.74 shipping and handling for a tactical bag on the 16th of this month?
How much was it again?
$5.74.
Okay, hold on a minute. Did you pay $5.74 shipping and handling fee for a tactical bag? He said no.
Okay, so that means somebody hacked your card information and this is fraudulent. So please bear with me. I do need to cancel this and notate the account, and then I'm going to need to transfer you over.
This is not like the money charged to the Majestic Cards is like, just a minute, and let me get back here again. It's $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. The reason I asked about that is because that is the initial charge that starts all of the subscriptions, because in the terms and conditions for only paying the $5.74 for the tactical bag, it states it's a welcome gift and you are being welcomed into the online factory discount gadget store. That is the $67.32. It also states in the terms and conditions that it is going to enroll you into our fitness app, which is $39.93. And it also says that it's going to enroll you in our meal planner, which is $54.96 a month.
What kind of plan is that?
The meal planner, it's like a basically
planner,
what it
okay.
is. Yes, ma'am, and that's $54. And what these are is you'll never actually physically receive anything. The online discount gadget store, you should have received an email for it. It may have popped up in your spam, or I could have put in your junk folder, in your email. But they should have sent you an email with the link to access the store, along with a voucher for $125 to use on this website. I see it hasn't hit the account yet, the other two I told you about, the meal planner, nor the fitness app. But if it did, they should have sent you an email as well for a link to download both of those apps so you could start to use them. The fitness app is basically an app on your phone where it helps you work out and keeps up with your blood pressure, blood sugar, heart rate, sleeping, all that good stuff. And the meal planner is basically a nutritionist that you're paying to help you plan out your meals and all this other stuff.
This is like a major scam. And we are like, my husband will be 80 in April. And I'm sure he couldn't read that small of a print. And
ma'am, y'all said y'all never made the initial thing, so that means it's fraud.
No, that's right.
Okay, so that means I was just explaining the charges to you because you asked. Now, I'm going to have to cancel the account on my end and then transfer you over to the frauds department.
Okay. So, I mean, who do I talk to about getting her?
That would be the frauds department, ma'am, because they're going to launch their own investigation about how that happened and track it down. My frauds department.
Okay.
And whoever it may be, they will be more than happy to help you press charges against whoever it is, because we've certainly helped mamas and daddies press charges against their sons and daughters.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you need more information from me or?
No, ma'am. Just bear with me while I do everything I need to do on my end to cancel the account and notate it before I transfer you over to the frauds department.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm almost done. Please just bear with me.
Sure.
All right, ma'am, the cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie.
Hold on just a minute. I have got to sit back down at my desk where my paper is. I'm sorry.
It's on.
Okay. And, you know, these people are some of these fraudulent things. They're so smart. And here it is Christmas time. I had this happen about 4 or 5 years ago. Christmas.
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Well, it's okay. It's just like they know when, like somebody knows you when you get a bigger deposit in your account. Okay, confirmation number.
Okay, ma'am. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 263.
Okay.
454. 134.
Okay. Let me read it back to you. C is in Charlie. 263-454-134.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Casey.
Okay. And all right. Now, this is for, it shows up on my account as Majestic Card. Do you represent anybody else or just?
No, ma'am. I represent over 100 online vendors.
Okay. All right.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but I mean, is there going to be a way to get some of this money you're sending?
That's why I'm transferring you to the frauds department, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Please don't hang up. If you hear any elevator music, that is just my frauds department.
Okay. It is not frauds, or it is?
No, it is frauds. Y'all said y'all never made the initial purchase, correct?
No, we didn't.
Okay, well, then it's fraud. So I'm fixing to transfer you over there, ma'am.
Okay, well, you have a nice holiday.
Thank you, and y'all have a good holiday as well. And if you hear elevator music, that's just the frauds department getting ready to pick up. So please don't hang up.
Okay.